Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to Cinema Talk Radio. I'm doing great today on this beautiful Monday. I hope you guys are out there doing good. I'm just feeling great today. It's a great day to get started doing the things that you need to do, get motivated, get inspired. I started my day off with lemon water, taking a baby for a walk, and I'm just feeling positive today. You know, that's what's on my mind today, feeling positive. I'm definitely vibrating higher. I am in a grateful spot. I'm feeling grateful. I am just in a great mood. I feel energetic. I feel with nature. That's what I'm feeling. You know, I've been on my challenge that I said I've been doing. No meat, no dairy, working out. So I'm still at it. You know what I'm saying? And I hope somebody else is with me. You know, I'm still at it. We're challenging the body. We're challenging the mind. We're trying to get with nature. We're trying to get with Mother Nature. Trying to get with the gods, the creator. So I'm definitely just feeling so inspired. I'm feeling great. I love that you guys loved the last video. I'm just feel so great about that because that's where I was at. You know what I'm saying? Not letting anyone dictate what you're going to do with your life. Not letting anyone dictate what you're going to do. So we want to talk about being productive. You know, being productive means one, you can go for a walk, get outside. Get outside, people. That is the number one thing that we do not do. And I know I thought about it for me because I know we've been on this quarantine. We've been stuck in a house. I do go out, but not as much. And I just, you know, I was doing my walk today. I was just like, you know, I need to get out more. It is fall. So what? You know what I'm saying? We have to be able to continue to move the body, move the mind, move around. You know what I'm saying? You never know what's going to come to your mind. You never know what thought, what idea will lead to $1 million idea, $1,000 idea, making $1,000 a week. You know what I'm saying? So We want to get to things like that. We want to get inspired about you want to get inspired off yourself. So get yourself moving. So that's one way to be productive. To another second way, writing. I love writing. I love writing. You know, I used to write all the time. I used to have books after notebooks after notebooks after notebooks. Oh, for just my life, boyfriends, friends, things that I felt, things that I was just feeling, poetry, things just on a daily, every day. I took a couple of writing classes when I was in college. So that's something that you can do to get things off your chest. If you can't talk to someone, write. You know what I'm saying? If you can't do the things that you need to do, write it out. Get it out. Scream it out. Write it out. Put it on a piece of paper. Put it somewhere where it can start manifesting itself. Because when you write things out and get things off your chest, you feel better. You know what I'm saying? You feel a relief. You feel like you have just talked to somebody. But it was yourself. It was your thoughts. It was your spirit. It was what you needed. So, yeah, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? That's one, two things that can be productive. And you'll feel so good just doing that on a daily. Or doing that for a day. And then you'll think about it later on. If you don't continue to do it, you'll be like, let me write again. That felt so damn good to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's something to think about. And also just be aware of that. That you do have that. You know what I'm saying? That you can write things. Get your own notebook. Get your journal. Get something that's close to you. Close to your heart. That you can be able to release. It's a good stress releaser. And that's what I used to love about, you know, when I used to write and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I just used to express myself so much, You know, because I knew that I had so much to say. I knew that I held stuff in when I should have been talking and shouldn't been releasing about the anger, the frustration, not being able to express myself and being stopped and feeling guilty that I am expressing myself. So though that's a second way to be productive on a day, you know, get to do things. That's what are you going to do today? You know, what do you want to do for the day? What do you want to do for that week? You know what I'm saying? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to get off? You know, what do you want to take care of? You know, that's been sitting and you just like continue to procrastinate and continue to put it off. So that's the second way to be productive. Third way to be productive is cleaning your room. When you get up in the morning, make your bed up. Clean your room. Drink a bottle of water. You will feel so good. Clean your room. Make your bed up. You would just feel like, wow, that was something I need to do. And then you'll do something else. You know what I'm saying? I challenge you to do that. When you get up in the morning, before you do anything, make your bed up. Clean your room. And you'll feel like, oh my gosh, let me do something else. You know what I'm saying? Drink a bottle of water on an empty stomach. I challenge you to do that for yourself. To stay productive and keep the mind flowing. Because that's what we're talking about. We're keeping the body flowing. We're keeping the mind flowing in a positive vibration state. Everything I'm saying is about vibrating higher. Everything I'm saying is about getting into yourself, knowing yourself, believing in yourself. What can you do to better yourself on a daily? You know what I'm saying? So we want to do things like that. The fourth thing you want to do. No TV, no phone. Get with yourself. And as for me, when I went on for a walk, I said, no, I'm not going to listen to music. I'm not going to get in my phone. It was me and my baby on a quiet walk. And I felt so good. I felt the trees. I felt the energy. I felt everything just flowing. So that's what we want to do. You want to kind of get the distractions from distracting you. You know what I'm saying? And you want to get inside you. Distract you to get inside you. You know what I'm saying? So we're working on that. We're vibrating higher, people. You know what I'm saying? Your fruits, your vegetables. We're doing things to lighten the load. We're making the world a better place. You know what I'm saying? So TV and electronics can really help you, you know, so you can start thinking. So you can figure out what you're thinking, not someone else trying to think for you, the TV giving you ideas, the phone giving you ideas. You would never get far. So we want to be able to get, we want to be able to figure out what we want to do, where we want to be in the next 5 years, the next 1 year, 12 months, the next couple of 3 months from this year. We want to be in a better state, a better place, vibrating higher in a positive state. And loving ourselves, loving where we at, loving the things that we at, bringing in things that we want, manifesting our life, correcting the decisions that's been made for us, and we correcting it ourselves, dictating our life, controlling our life. You hear me? So we want to stay productive. We want to be aware. We want to be aware of our mind. We want to be aware of the things that we have brought into our life and be grateful for that, so we can continue to be positive and continue to manifest more. I am so grateful. I am so thankful. I am love. I am balanced. I am in control of my life. I love my life. I love myself. Life is good. Life is great. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I dictate my money. I have control over my money. Money doesn't make me happy. I make myself happy. I love myself. I love everything about myself. I love the position I am in. I love the great things that's coming to me. And nothing can stop me but myself. So those are great affirmations just to say daily. You know, just saying that makes me feel good. You know? So we want to keep on giving ourselves the energy we need to dictate our life. Dictate our lifespan. Who's got control over you in this world? Who got control over you in this earthly? You have to answer yourself that. Who's controlling your mind? Who's controlling your thoughts? Who's telling you not to believe in yourself? Who's telling you not to go forth with that goal? Who's telling you not to do the things that you need to do to make yourself forward? So let's go, people. Let's get into this meditative state, because that's where I'm at, because that's what it is. Because so when you're trying to go deep inside, you're going into a meditative state. You're conquering the conqueror. You're conquering whoever it is that's controlling you. So that's just a thought. And also, that's your day. I want, like I said again, first thing you want to do is go outside, be in nature, get exercise, walk, feel the air, feel the breeze. Look how beautiful things are. Look at the grass is green, the trees are green, they are healthy, they are you, they are alive. Second thing, being productive. We are no meat, no dairy. No, third thing was making up your bed. Fourth thing, you know what I'm saying? So we want to just keep things going. So it's just a thought. I wanted to just relay that message, because that's what I'm feeling. That's what's on my mind. And also, you know, I just want to continue to motivate, inspire myself, motivate others. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm about. That's what I'm about. Don't be stagnant. You know what I'm saying? Make up your bed, clean up after yourself, no TV, you know, get with yourself, love yourself. And that's where we at. So again, this is Cinema Talk Radio. I love you guys, and I'll talk with you guys soon. Thank you for listening, and have a good day. Have a good night. Peace.